Whether you're good at handling money or you could use some help, the next several minutes will be very important to you. Hi, I'm Rob West. As followers of Christ, we're called to be good stewards, to manage God's resources well. But we're also called to help those in need. Today, I'll talk with Art Rayner about a new program that addresses both. And then it's on to your calls and questions at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is MoneyWise on American Family Radio, biblical wisdom for your financial journey. Well, we're particularly excited to have MoneyWise contributor Art Rayner with us today. Art not only provides excellent articles on biblical finance to our online community, he's also heading up a brand new way for folks to give and get help with managing money. Art, great to have you back with us.
Rob, it is always a pleasure to join you. Thank you for having me.
Well, I am so excited about this, Art. What we're talking about is your brand new program, the Certified Christian Financial Counselor. So let's start with the definition, Art. What exactly is that?
Yeah, that's a great question. So a Certified Christian Financial Counselor helps individuals and couples pursue God's design for money. So practically speaking, they guide individuals and couples in making sound financial habits, helping them make wise financial decisions, and help them to increase their biblical and financial literacy. So there's an educational component there. And they have received their certification by passing the Certified Christian Financial Counselor exam. And all of this is housed under the Institute for Christian Financial Health.
Well, I know this has been something you've been talking about, praying about for a long time. You and I have been discussing the significant need that exists for something like this, a certification, and I'm so excited to announce that it's now out and available. Give us a sense of what sort of help these counselors can give folks who are struggling with their finances.
Yeah, that's another really good question. So Christian financial counselors can help people set and obtain financial goals, increase their generosity, create and maintain a budget, get out of debt, you know, build an emergency fund. They discuss what the Bible says about stewardship and other topics related to money. They can help individuals and couples understand net worth, improve their credit score, and hopefully maintain an eternal perspective on money.
I love it. And it really does a bit of a deep dive in the whole counseling space as well, Art. So they're really equipped to navigate these issues in that way, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. They have gone through a program that is incredibly rigorous and have passed, once again, that final examination that demonstrates that they know what they're talking about as it relates to personal finances. And so those who have been certified through this program are people that you can trust. There's some type of seal of approval on their knowledge base.
Yeah, that's really important. Now, obviously, many in our listening audience are interested in this space. Art, what are some of the signs a person should seek out a Christian financial counselor?
Yeah, and there certainly is a need out there. You know that well. I know that well. First of all, if you feel like your finances are out of control, you feel like there's no direction in your finances, there's disorganization, it stresses you out, and you know that something must change. You can't continue doing what you're doing. A Christian financial counselor can help you make sense of that mess, and they can help you develop financial goals and organize your finances. Another sign that you may need a Christian financial counselor is that you don't have any idea what step to take next. It feels like you are financially just existing. And so if that's you, then once again, a Christian financial counselor can look at your current financial situation and suggest some wise, biblically based next steps for you to take. Third, you are regularly arguing about money with your spouse. Which we know that is unfortunately fairly common. Money is often a stressful topic for married couples. You know, God designed married couples to operate as one, even in their finances. And so if money is not a point of unity, but a point of division, a Christian financial counselor can provide guidance in that area as well.
Excellent. Well, I know there's a few more triggers, perhaps, that our audience should be thinking about as they consider whether they need a Christian financial counselor. We'll do a deeper dive into what this is all about and perhaps if it's a good fit for you. Art Rayner, MoneyWise contributor and founder of Christian Money Solutions. Much more to come on the broadcast just around the corner. And then on to your questions at 800-525-7000. Stick around.
On American Family Radio. Hi, I'm Barry McGuire. I'm a layman here to remind you that faith sharing is a barometer for your spiritual health. So who turned off the lights, shut down the power grid? We have only ourselves to blame for the darkness that fills our world today as we hunker down waiting for the next power failure. Jesus made an amazing claim to his disciples. He said, "Greater am I who is in you than anything that is in the world." Wow, if you truly believe that, everything will change. Jesus said, "You who are followers of me are the light of the world, and you are to let your light shine before men." Why? So they will see God through you and want what you have. You have the power. You're the power grid that needs to be turned back on. So do it. Turn on your light for Jesus' sake. Your job is to ignite revival outside the walls of your church by moving everyone, every day, closer to Jesus. Get help sharing your faith at igniteamerica.com.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the MoneyWise program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Robert Morris. I'm often asked, how do I grow in my relationship with the Lord? How do I hear God? What is God's plan and purpose for me? I want to personally invite you to join me on Sunday mornings right here on AFR for worship and the Word. And we will discover the answer to these questions together. We'll explore the truths found in God's Word that will help you strengthen your faith and develop a more intimate relationship with Him.
When it comes to caring for your family, there's one critically important thing many people fail to do before the Lord calls them home. That one thing is to set your house in order. Organize important documents and account information for your loved ones. Create a will and more. If it sounds intimidating, don't worry. The 5-week Set Your House in Order study makes it easy with step-by-step instructions. And you can request your copy with your gift of $25 or more at moneywise.org/house.
If the heavy burden of debt is robbing you of freedom and peace of mind, Christian Credit Counselors can help. We're a nationwide nonprofit credit counseling organization that has helped over 300,000 individuals in the last 27 years get out of credit card debt 80% faster while honoring that debt in full. To learn how Christian Credit Counselors can help you, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
Delighted to have you with us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, your host. This is where we apply the wisdom from God's Word to your financial decisions and choices. Today, we're talking with our good friend, Art Rayner. Art is a MoneyWise contributor. He's also the founder of Christian Money Solutions. And we're talking today about a brand new program, the Certified Christian Financial Counselor. This is an individual who helps individuals and couples discover and pursue God's design for their money. And Art, just before the break, you were saying that someone who potentially should seek out a Christian financial counselor would be someone who feels like their finances are out of control, or perhaps they just don't know what next step to take financially, or they find themselves regularly arguing about money with their spouse. Any others?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. And this one's fairly common. You don't know what you don't know. So you acknowledge that you know very little about money. And maybe this has caused you to make some regretful decisions in the past. And you need someone to take a look at your financial situation and educate you on what decisions you should make and what decisions align with Scripture. And then fifth, you need accountability. And this is one that I see on a regular basis. you know what you should do, but this knowledge does not always lead to the right action. So you're still tempted to spend money that you should save. You have difficulty following your budget. You still give out of your leftovers. You still add to that credit card balance every single month. And so regular meetings with a certified Christian financial counselor can create accountability around your finances. And I've seen that one occur quite a bit.
Yeah, very good. Art, let's talk about where the certified Christian financial counselor ends and a certified kingdom advisor begins, because in many cases, folks may need a counselor because they're not ready for professional financial advice, and then perhaps there's a handoff down the road. What would you say to that?
Without question, there's a great relationship between a certified Christian financial counselor and a kingdom advisor. So a certified Christian financial counselor can help with the budget, can help pay off, help provide a plan to help the individual pay off debt.
Yeah.
But at some point, you're going to need to start talking retirement, investments, some of those specific financial decisions that are really geared toward a kingdom advisor. So at some point, there needs to be a handoff from a Christian financial counselor to a kingdom advisor.
All right. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. So these really are two pieces of the puzzle to help you be a good steward of what God has entrusted to you, each with their own role in assisting you. Now, Art, what if someone is a little reluctant to share personal information with a Christian financial counselor? This is obviously a big concern these days as folks think about privacy. How would you react to that?
Well, every certified Christian financial counselor should have some type of privacy policy to provide a client or an individual or a couple before the meeting starts. So the privacy policy should be laid out, and it should be explained how they are going to protect the individual's or couple's financial information. Because you're absolutely right, that is very important information, and they must handle it with care.
Yeah, very good. Now, obviously, some of the issues that you mentioned that would be a trigger for a need for this type of counselor include arguments with their spouse, include quite a bit of debt. I mean, these can be embarrassing to talk about. Perhaps you have some regrets about decisions you've made that got you to this point. How would you say they should expect to be treated in light of some of these financial problems?
Well, the certified Christian financial counselor is passionate about helping people discover and pursue God's design for money. And so they operate through a Christian worldview. And so Galatians 6:2 certainly applies, you know, bear one another's burden and so fulfill the law. And so they are going to approach the conversation with a significant amount of empathy, care, and hope as well, to point them toward something greater. And so they are on that individual's or couple's side. They were trying to help them experience God's design for money.
Yeah, and that's really encouraging, and I know it will be for a lot of folks who are sensing a need for this and maybe a little hesitant to reach out. Perhaps they'll take the next step. Now, as we talk about this, I can't help but think that there are some in our audience who are passionate about this topic. They feel called to this space, and they might be interested in becoming one of these certified Christian financial counselors. So why don't you share who would be a good candidate for earning this certification?
Yeah, that's a great question. Let me first tell you who is not a good candidate. So this program is not best for those with little to no understanding of money management or personal finances. This is not the program that's going to help you get out of debt. It's the program to help you, to help others get out of debt.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So this particular program prepares individuals for the Certified Christian Financial Counselor exam, and is for those with a passion who desire to help others manage money in a way that leads to financial health and ultimately glorifies God. And so the ideal candidate for this program already has a broad-based knowledge of personal finances.
Yeah, very good. And that's so important to understand. Now, pastors often meet with people who have financial struggles, or maybe their church has a benevolence ministry that helps people in this situation. How could a Christian financial counselor actually benefit and work alongside the pastor in the local church?
Well, I would love to see every church have a certified Christian financial counselor among their congregation, even on a volunteer basis. I've already heard from pastors who have said this would fit perfectly in our benevolence ministry so that they have someone designated in their church to care for those who are struggling financially and to do it through a biblical worldview. So if a pastor has someone who has significant debt or struggles budgeting, he has a person that can meet with a Christian. He has a person to send the individual that struggles with debt and can help them discover and pursue God's design for money. So if somebody's asking for financial help for the church, they are able to provide something far greater than just financial assistance.
Yeah, that's really important. Art, I know you have a significant vision in this area. You know, a lot of churches have stewardship ministries. They might even have financial coaches, but this perhaps could take that to a whole nother level as we imagine a day where churches across the nation have certified counselors ready to go. I mean, that would be a game changer, wouldn't it?
Without question, it provides a level of trustworthiness for these individuals and that that help others with their finances so that they know that they are meeting with somebody who has been whose knowledge has been validated. They've been through a rigorous program, and so the words that are coming out of their mouth, the suggestions that they provide, they can trust.
Yeah, no doubt about that. All right, Art, how can someone find out more about becoming a certified Christian financial counselor or getting help from one?
Yeah, it's really easy. You just go to ChristianFinancialHealth.com. Once again, that's ChristianFinancialHealth.com. That will take you to the Institute for Christian Financial Health, and you will see the certification program as soon as you jump onto that website.
Art, this is on the heart of God. We see it clearly in Scripture, and I know there is huge implications for God's people being aligned with His purposes in this area of money, isn't there?
Absolutely.
Well, Art, I'm so glad you've taken the initiative on this. Unfortunately, we're out of time today, but we'll continue talking about the Certified Christian Financial Counselor and how you can be either involved with one, you can engage one in your situation, or become one if this is an area of ministry you're interested in. MoneyWise contributor Art Rayner and founder of Christian Money Solutions has been with us today. Again, to learn more, visit ChristianFinancialHealth.com. Your calls are next, 800-525-7000. We'll be right back.
Forget about Facebook.
The last 10 days, we've been banned twice. And is unbanning a word?
They put us under the ban. Christians and conservatives
don't need you, YouTube.
Banned one day. Banned again.
AFR programs are now live streaming on the AFA streaming app. Now you can get shows like Today's Issues straight from the source.
Put back on the next.
Just say unbanned.
Unbanned.
Just search AFA streaming or visit streaming.afa.net to sign up.
Siri, what's the best way to save for college?
I'm not sure.
Well, what does the Bible say about co-signing for a loan or investing for retirement?
I don't know that either, but you can find those answers on the free MoneyWise app.
Really?
Sure. You can connect with the online community and get answers and encouragement from MoneyWise coaches.
That sounds great. Siri, download the MoneyWise app.
Got it. Learn more at MoneyWise.org.
So they asked me to enter my email address, and the next thing I know, I start getting emails from companies I never even knew existed. What's up with that?
Here at the American Family Association, you have our word that we won't give away, sell, or lease your email address to any other organization or company. We're thankful when you take the time to subscribe to AFA Action Alerts, 1 Million Moms, Engage Magazine, or any of our other online newsletters.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the MoneyWise program. For more than 30 years, they've been helping Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors at every stage, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. Through scriptural principles and practical suggestions, SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information, including the short video webinar on profit and peace of mind, no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
Hi, I'm Rob West, host of MoneyWise. I'd like to take a moment to ask you to consider investing in the ministry that you know as American Family Association. One way you can support AFA's efforts is through your estate planning.
You can shore up permanent income for your retirement years while supporting the culture-transforming work of the American Family Association. Call 800-326-4543, extension 345, or visit afafoundation.net.
Hey, Greg, I need some advice.
Oh, what's up?
I'm really struggling with finding ways to cut back. With costs going up, especially in healthcare, what do you guys do?
We use CHM, Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health cost sharing ministry that's been sharing members' eligible medical bills for over 40 years. Sure helped us stick to our budget. And here's the website, chministries.org. chministries.org.
Great to have you with us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We're going to take your calls and questions now on anything financial as we turn the corner from the CCFC designation and begin to talk about what's on your mind today. You know, as we think about applying God's wisdom to our role as managers of His resources, we want to be found faithful in that. So together, let's see if we can apply the heart of God from Scripture to what you're thinking about today. We've got some lines open to do just that. 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. We'd love to hear from you. Let's begin today in Michigan. Tony, you're going to be our first caller. Go ahead, sir.
The question that came up for me is, I'm retired and I was looking for better investments, and you hear a lot of hubbub about gold and silver.
Yeah.
And so I thought, as a disciple of the Anointed One, that I should check it out in the Scriptures. So I took a look, and I found in Ezekiel 7:19. That in the end times they'll be throwing their gold and silver into the streets, so indicating a misplaced priority. I mentioned
yes, sir.
This financial advisor I had at the time, and he just laughed. And so I talked to some ministers and some others about it, and no one seemed to have a handle on it. And then I heard you guys on the radio, and boy, you sure sounded good, and you were so polite and helpful. And I thought I'd give you a ring and see what you folks had to say.
Very good. Well, I'm delighted that you did, Tony. And it's a great question that you brought up. You mentioned Ezekiel 7:19. Let me read it for our audience. It reads, "They cast their silver into the streets, and their gold is like an unclean thing. Their silver and gold are not able to deliver them in the day of the wrath of the Lord." And I think that the last sentence there in that passage is really the key. The idea here, the way I read it, Tony, is that the meaning for us today is that wealth is fleeting. Let's go to what Jesus says in Mark 8 and Matthew 16. He says, "For what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" So we need to be focused on the eternal, not the temporal, and we need to rely on God, not our money. That's not to say that money or wealth is bad. It has no moral character, but it's how we use it that concerns God, and I think we clearly see that throughout Scripture. So I think the application for us here is not whether or not we should seek out gold as a particular investment, but just to recognize where we've placed our trust and that the things of this world will burn up and that ultimately the things that last are the eternal, starting with the gracious gift the Lord gives us of our salvation when we place our trust in Jesus. And beyond our salvation, once we commit our lives to Him, then it's about stewardship until He calls us home. What have we done with what we've been given? And that includes our time and our relationships and our stewardship of God's Word and, yes, our money. But we don't want to put our hope in the things of this world because, as Jesus said, what profit is it to us if we gain the world but lose our soul? And that's really of the utmost importance. So if we understand that, then first of all, it's about a heart attitude.
And then secondly, we have to ask the question, okay, with what the Lord entrusts to me, what does it look like to be wise and faithful as a manager of the king's resources? Well, a steward reflects the heart of the master. So the steward recognizes he or she is not the owner, but the manager. And so seeking the heart of the master is the appropriate response in being a wise and faithful steward. Well, how do we do that as the King of Kings money managers? Well, we go back to God's word and we look at the counsel of Scripture and we say, yeah, we should hold this loosely and we should live with contentment. And we see principles that we can pull out with regard to giving generously and providing, and the fact that we should recognize that our heart is going to follow our money. And so we need to understand the relationship. And we could go to what Jesus said to the disciples in the parable of the sower and see that for the seeds that were choked out, Jesus clearly said that the reason they were choked out was because of the deceitfulness of riches and the desires for other things. And so our hearts can long for the things of this world. And when we allow that to happen, God's word will be choked out in our lives because we can't serve both God and money. We've got to keep God in his rightful place in first position in our lives. But when we do that and we put money in its proper context, that is a tool to accomplish God's purposes, not an end, but a means to an end. Then everything else begins to come into line and perspective. Now, I think we also do see that we should be taking a portion of what God entrusts to us today, and as a wise and faithful steward, setting that aside for the future. In Proverbs, it says there's precious oil in the house of the wise. The foolish man swallows it up. So we should be saving for the longer term, and I think that includes putting it to work so we get a good return of investment. When we do that, just in terms of the merits of gold and silver, the precious metals, Tony, I see it more of a hedge against inflation as we get very practical. It can have a place in your portfolio, but for me, I would say probably no more than 5% into gold and the precious metals. History has shown us that the market, a stock and bond portfolio properly diversified, is a far better investment. There has never been a decline in the broad market over any 20-year period. So I think in terms of where we're going to see the most, the greatest ability to grow our wealth at a reasonable kind of steady plodding pace is in a properly diversified stock and bond portfolio. Gold as an investment doesn't have an income. It has some inherent challenges just in terms of the premium that you're going to pay on the buy and the sell. If you take physical possession, you've also got storage issues as well. So from my perspective, I think it deserves a place, but I wouldn't overweight there. History just does not indicate that it's going to be as profitable over the long haul as stocks and bonds. I hope that's helpful to you today, Tony. Also, thank you for your kind remarks about the program. I appreciate it. I'd love to hear your thoughts on all this. I've got to hit a break, so you stay right there and we'll get your thoughts on the other side. We'll be right back.
You probably have a strategy for your finances, your career, even your retirement. But do you have a strategy for your giving? At the National Christian Foundation, we can help you create a giving strategy to inspire your family, maximize your resources, and leave a lasting legacy of faith. To learn how, visit moneywise.org/NCF.
Amy Carmichael was a missionary in India, rescuing little girls from abuse. In her 50-plus years of ministry, she witnessed the transforming power of the Bible.
Sorrowful people are comforted. People who were in the dark walk in the light. Is it not wonderful to think that this book is in our hands today?
Bert Harper and Alex McFarlane explore the wonders of the Bible, weekday afternoons at 3 Central on American Family Radio.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the MoneyWise program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
Sometimes you just need a little guidance to help point you in the right direction.
In 300 feet, turn right.
If you're feeling lost when it comes to your finances, we're here to help. You can connect with a trained MoneyWise coach absolutely free. A MoneyWise coach can help you build a personal budget, develop a plan to knock out your debt, and more. Visit MoneyWise.org/connect. That's MoneyWise.org/connect.
AFR programming is now available on Alexa.
You're joking, right?
Nope, not joking.
Seriously?
Yep, this is not a drill.
Wait a minute, no way.
There's a way, the Alexa way. So if you just happen to miss your favorite shows, no worries. You can now listen to each podcast with Alexa. It's simple and it's free. Just visit afr.net/apps and click Alexa. We're not joking.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the MoneyWise program. If you have money in a retirement account or just a general investing account, you know the stock market can sometimes seem like a roller coaster. But it is possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind in investing, no matter what's happening in the market. You can see a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. Since 1990, Sound Mind Investing has sought to offer financial wisdom for living well. Soundmindinvesting.org.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Great to have you with us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, your host. We're taking your calls and questions, 800-525-7000. Just before the break, we were talking to Tony in Michigan. He was asking about a particular passage in Ezekiel that talked about the fact that in the last days they will, it says, cast their silver into the streets and their gold is like an unclean thing. And it then goes on to say their silver and gold are not able to deliver them in the day of the wrath. And I was making the point that the meaning for us today is that wealth is fleeting and that we must not rely on our money but on God. And then we talked a bit about the role of precious metals in a properly diversified portfolio. But Tony, I'd love your thoughts on any part of that response I shared.
Well, it was really good. It gave us a good perspective. I was concerned in part. I'm an old man, and I remember hearing from my folks about how during the Depression, President Roosevelt confiscated all the gold. And so that didn't bode well for it, that at any time the government can come in and take it. And if that's where you put your trust, that's a wrong move. And yes. Also, today, I see that India has gone to an entirely digital money system, so gold and silver is of no value in commerce there. So I had these concerns, and that's why I called, Rob, because, I want to put my money, as you have indicated, into doing good. So I listened to Matthew 25 about, helping people. And so that's what I've been focused on, is getting people that I know that are hurting some food and resources and so on. And I want to do more of that. But the gold and silver investment just doesn't seem to do that, and it's more selfish. So I wanted a little perspective, and you've been very helpful in that regard.
Well, I appreciate that. I think at the end of the day, it comes back to what is our heart posture? Where have we placed our trust, and how can we be wise and faithful? And that means starting on our knees and saying, Lord, give me wisdom, inviting God into your financial life, and then applying his principles, living well within your income, living with contentment, holding it loosely, giving generously, having some margin so you can save for the future, setting long-term goals, because the longer term the perspective, the better the decision today. And
when we begin to do this, I think we certainly put ourselves in a position to experience all that God has for us. Doesn't mean we'll be without our challenges. We will certainly have those. The Apostle Paul was pretty clear about that. And we saw that even in the midst of times of need, and when he was shipwrecked and beaten, he was still ultimately placing his trust in God and trying to live with contentment, knowing that this world is fleeting, but we need to look to the eternal. So I think you've certainly given us some things to think about. I appreciate you raising the question, Tony, and we'd love to have you back on the program at any time with additional thoughts. God bless you, sir. Let's head to Virginia. Is it Gary? How can I help you?
Hello?
Hi there.
Hi.
Go right ahead.
Yes. I have a CD at a regular bank that will be maturing next Friday, and so I've been checking around to see where I could get the best interest rates, and I went into a credit union yesterday, and they have a 23 months at 3%, so I was wondering, what do you think about putting money into a credit union as a CD?
I like that a lot. Yeah, I mean, if you're really,
oh, okay.
I do. Yeah, if you're just looking for yield right now, you could go to bankrate.com and look at the banks, probably the online banks that offer the very best interest rates. You could certainly look to a credit union as well, especially locally. A lot of them will have special offers that or incentives to invest in their CDs and earn your business. If you want something specifically that aligns with your Christian values, I would look at the Christian Community Credit Union. If you go to mycccu.com/moneywise, you can learn about the Christian Community Credit Union. They have a very attractive CD right now. And the good news is that you'll be working with an organization who shares your values. And if that's important to you, that could be a great option as well. But I think this is a great time where, because of what's happening with the Federal Reserve and the raising of the interest rates, we're finally seeing some more attractive yields out there. It's bad news if we have debt because those variable rates are going up. It's good news if we've got money to invest for the shorter term and we want to take very little risk, we can actually get some more attractive yields right now. And that's certainly helpful in the midst of what's happening here with inflation. Does that make sense?
In the credit union, they're insured just like the regular banks are.
That's right. Yes, it's slightly different. It's instead of the FDIC, you're going to get a different particular backing that's specific to the credit unions, but it operates the same way and is backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government.
Okay, so now the one that you suggested, I'm familiar with it. Give me that name again.
Yes, ma'am. It's the Christian Community Credit Union, and you'll find them at mycccu.com.
Okay, but I assume all that will have to be done online, right?
You could call them and do it over the phone. They're not going to have a local a brick-and-mortar branch near you, but you would need to do it over the phone and through the mail if you were not comfortable doing it online.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Well, that's what I needed to know.
Very good. Well, thank you for calling. God bless you. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Let's head to Mississippi. Hi, Eileen. How can I help you?
Yes. I enjoy your show so much.
Thank you.
I learn a lot. I just don't retain it as much as I wish I did. But I know you were talking many times in the last several months about the bond, the treasury bond.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm not sure that I'm understanding, how the fluctuation's been happening or whatever, but is it now no longer the 9%?
Oh, I see. Or whatever? Yeah, so you're talking about specifically the I bonds, the inflation bonds?
The I bonds, yes.
Yes,
sir.
Ma'am. Yeah. Very good. Yeah, so these bonds have a component to them that adjusts with inflation. It's pegged to the consumer price index. And because of what's going on with inflation right now, they've been paying very attractive rates, far beyond anything we've seen in a long, long time. And they're very safe because they're backed by the U.S. government. So there's almost zero risk there. In terms of The yield on those that you're asking about, Eileen, yeah, until October the 31st, the yield was at 9.62%. Because that adjusts every 6 months and it happens to take place in November and May each year, we had an adjustment based on the current CPI, and that 9.62 is now down to 6.8%, but still very attractive. I mean, to be able to get 6.8% for the next 6 months and then whatever it adjusts to for the 6 months beyond that is very good, given the fact that it's, you know, ultimately safe. You can only put in up to $10,000 per person per calendar year. And you would lock in that 6.8% for the next 6 months, and then you'd get, after that 6 months, whatever it adjusts to next May, and that's going to depend on the consumer price index. You purchase them at treasurydirect.gov, and I think it's a great option for you. You've got to leave the money in for a year, so that would be a part of this, that you wouldn't be able to take it out until after 12 months. Does that all make sense?
It does, and I think I'll have to call again to get some more savings questions.
Well, let's do this after the break. If you want to just stay right there, we'll come back and see what other questions you have. You hang on the line, Eileen. We'll be right back on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. Stick around.
For American Family Radio, I'm Charles Morris with Haven Ministries, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. We don't see each other as much anymore. COVID-19 changed things for years. Zoom became a household name. How many of us had ever heard of it before March of 2020? But even before this strange time, we were more isolated than we've been in quite some time. More people are working from home. Many people no longer live in the same town as their families. Screens have replaced faces for many of us. So it is surprising to read this verse in Deuteronomy. Since then, no prophet has risen in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. Imagine knowing the Lord face to face. Well, in Jesus Christ, the ultimate prophet, we can, and we'll see his face for eternity. Anchor Devotional is available in print monthly. Visit getanchor.com.
If you enjoy this radio program, you will love all of the many different resources waiting for you at moneywise.org. You'll find more powerful wisdom, podcasts, articles, videos, and more from partners like the National Christian Foundation, Sound Mind Investing, and Christian Healthcare Ministries. Connect with a community of thousands of Christians striving to be faithful stewards, and check out all of the free biblical financial advice at moneywise.org.
My name is Kent, and I'm a member of Christian Healthcare Ministries. I have a friend who actually has great insurance, and she recently had a life-threatening experience. And she was laying in the hospital bed afraid, not afraid for her life, but afraid of what her insurance would or would not cover. And as a CHM member, I can honestly say I just never have that fear. I can't tell you the peace of mind that provides.
Learn more about Christian Healthcare Ministries biblical cost sharing at chministries.org.
This is MoneyWise on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, your host. Taking your calls and questions, a couple of lines open, 800-525-7000, as we apply the wisdom from God's Word to your financial decisions and choices. Just before the break, we were talking to Eileen about I-bonds, and Eileen, just wanted to see, did you have any follow-up questions either on that or something else related to your savings?
Well, I just heard you mentioning to the caller before about the credit union as well. So I didn't know if that's a good thing to look into. It seems that would be where you'd have access to it without waiting, you know, a year.
Yeah, that's right. I think we've got to look at our resources in buckets, if you will. So the first bucket is always what I call the emergency fund, where I'd like for you to have 3 to 6 months expenses. That needs to be liquid because by definition, it's for the unexpected, which could happen at any time. So I like the idea of that being in an online savings account without any fees, where you're earning some interest, which finally we can on high yield savings. You know, most of the online banks are now paying 2.5% or more. You can link it to your checking, and then if you ever need it, you're just a free electronic transfer away from accessing those funds in your checking account for whatever comes up. So that money needs to be liquid. And then once we fully fund the emergency fund, then we're starting to think about money that I would probably put in a 1 to 5 year bucket, where maybe we're saving for a down payment on a house. Maybe we're trying to buy our next car with cash or close to it. We're saving for a big vacation, something like that. So we've got greater than a year, but less than 5 years. And so we don't want to put that in the stock market. And I think at that point, we can look to either CDs, or that's where the I-bonds, I think, can be pretty attractive, just because as long as that money has more than a year's time horizon on it, then, you know, you can get a better rate of return with an incredibly high degree of safety than you're going to find anywhere else. But you certainly could look at CDs as well. They're paying pretty attractive rates right now compared to where they've been. Not anything like the I-bonds, especially when we think about a 1 or 2 year duration. So you might get somewhere around 3.5 or 4%, but not 6.8. So you certainly could look at those options. But again, I think it just comes down to what bucket of money is this for, and ultimately what is the time horizon on it, which will help drive the decision making on, you know, where we put it. Does that make sense?
It does, totally. Yeah, I think what we're having, like you said, the money in the bucket is I believe it's called mutual funds. Is that? I have to ask my husband about it. I'm visually impaired.
That's okay. Sure.
Money market.
Yeah, money market.
The premium money market. Right. That's kind of where we use as an emergency fund. You know, the money is there, and we try to build it up as we go. And you mentioned that about the car and stuff like that. Yeah, that is something probably within the next 12 months to 2 years that we will, you know, in another account. But it's also got to reach its maturity, and we have until spring, you know, before we have access to that. But we're not working or operating much above, you know, just a good emergency fund out of, you know.
Yeah. And so for money that you need to be able to access right now, either a money market fund or a high yield savings account, I think would be the two best options, because they're going to be the most liquid, meaning you can get access to the money whenever you need it. But at least now we're getting something in terms of a return, whether that's, you know, 2.5 or 3%, depending upon, you know, which savings or money market account you're looking at. So I think that makes a lot of sense for you, Eileen.
Yeah, it does. It does. And it does still look like, though, the I-bonds are going to be, you know, really the best thing. If, you know, we want to look at something that's going to, you know, bring some.
Yes, you know, it will. If you have at least a year, it will give you the best return on up to $10,000 per person. So between you and your husband, you could put in $20,000, and then you could do that again once we get into 2023. And that would give you a great option, at least for the next 12 months. I think after that, we'll probably see these yields begin to come back down a bit lower to where they historically have been as we get on top of this inflation. But you've got a runway here where you can take advantage of these higher rates if you want to. Again, it's treasurydirect.gov to purchase those. Thanks for your call today. To Alabama, Jacqueline, how can I help you?
We have about 85% of our money in the total bond market with Vanguard and 15% in the 500 index. The total bond is down about, 16%, but long-term bonds are down 35%.
Yeah.
Now, I know I need to put more into stocks or something, but I thought, is it really stocks I want, up to a 60-40 thing, or do I really want to put it into long-term bond because it's down 35%.
Yeah, and I think this always comes down to what is the purpose of this money. So give me just a quick rundown of your ages and the amount that we're talking about in this portfolio.
Okay, 71, and we don't need the money.
Okay.
And did you ask the amount?
Roughly what's in the investable assets?
Maybe 900,000.
Okay. Very good. And you're not drawing an income from that?
No, we don't need the money. Yeah.
Very good. And how does that $900,000 break down roughly into the total bond fund versus the stock index?
85-15. And I know we should be 60-40. I can do that.
It's okay.
But I'm thinking, do I want to do that when the long-term bond is down 35%, and the stock market isn't down that much. And I had read where a long-term bond should be the first thing to come back when it, but who knows? You know more than maybe what I read.
Yeah.
So is there some percentage that should be in that long-term bond?
Yeah, I would be overweighting toward the shorter-term durations right now. The question is whether you want to sell out of that long-term bond position in exchange for the shorter durations, and I think those will recover. It is going to take a little while, but in order to see that come back, I'd probably stick with the majority of what you have right there. I'd probably be, you know, more like 50-50 in your bond allocation toward the shorter-term duration bonds, which clearly are not down as much, and you know we're seeing some pretty attractive yields. As rates continue to head higher, those will continue to lose some value, but you know there is an opportunity, and they will come back, especially as we get on top of inflation and we see the Fed take their foot off the gas pedal. I also think stocks are pretty attractive right now. The good news is you all are in a pretty good spot where you don't need the money. And so this is, you've got time on your side. You know, if the Lord tarries and you're in good health, you know, there's a, actuarially speaking, there's a pretty good chance you'll live into your 90s. And if that's the case, then, you know, you could have 20 years or more where this money can continue to grow. And there's never been a 20-year period in the history of the country where stocks were down. So you will recover, and I think that's the key. Ultimately, once it recovers, moving probably more toward a 70-30 split with, you know, a little bit more toward the shorter-term duration bonds is ultimately where you want to go, but I would probably let it recover before you make some pretty large-scale changes.
So you're saying right now, though, it'd be good to move some of the total bond market money into short-term?
I would start to, move more, some of it toward the short term, and then perhaps boost the stock allocation so you can participate in that recovery as well. Do you all have an advisor, or do you make all these decisions yourself?
We make them ourselves, and I think we've done okay.
Yeah, okay.
We've just always been big savers and kept it pretty conservative.
Well, that's, you've been rewarded for that over time. This is just an unusual period right now where because of inflation, we've just had this very quick run up in interest rates, which has just caused this bear market in the bond and stock market that we're experiencing right now. And I think you've probably seen the worst of it already. And at this point, it's just a waiting game for it to come back. So I think you could either stay where you are now and let it recover and then look to make some allocation changes, or perhaps just start right now to move a portion of the large allocation you have in the long-term bonds more to the short-term, and then perhaps boost your stock position somewhere between where it is now at 15 up to as much as 30%, just to position yourself for that recovery. So I would be comfortable with either of those, but I think the key is you don't want to get out and move to cash. I think you want to stay in this given where you guys are at, the fact that you're living modestly, you've been diligent savers, you don't need the money, at least based on what you know today. And so you've got time on your side, which is always a good thing.
Yeah, you know, I don't have any long-term money. I don't have long-term bonds. I only have the total bond market, which is 5 to 7 year.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. Yeah. So then I would probably stick with what you have now. I know it's down quite a bit, but it will recover. And so now is not the time to sell out. I thought you had some long-term bonds in there, but yeah,
no,
five
don't
to
put it, don't put it. You say don't put it into long-term bonds?
No, I would not. I'd rather you stay right where you're at if your longer-term durations are 5 to 7 years. And just give it time to let it come back, and it will over time, okay?
Well, you're a total blessing. I thank God so much for you, and thanks for the advice today.
All right. God bless you. We appreciate you calling today. Folks, thanks for your questions and calls today. Diane, Milton, I apologize we didn't get to you. I'd love to take your calls first tomorrow. If you want to hang on the line, we'll get your numbers and have somebody reach out to you to get you on the program first tomorrow morning if you happen to be available. So you stay right there. We'll see if we can get that information from you. Thanks for calling into the program. Folks, it's been a delight to be along with you this morning as we explore the scriptures and talk talk about how it applies to our hearts and our money, and then allow that to spill over into the very practical decisions and choices we make every day. What a privilege it is to be a manager of the King of Kings resources. I know we all want to be found faithful, and we do that together each day on this program. Folks, want to say thanks to my team today, Mr. Robert Sutherland, Devin Patrick. Want to say thank you to Adam Suddeth as well, doing a great job managing our phones. Hope you'll come back and join us tomorrow. Lord willing, we'll be here. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.